questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining me in the studio today is a dear friend and esteemed guest speaker, Sheikh Murtada Karimi, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Our question today is about our infallible Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And the question, it is as follows. Does our infallible Imam, also known as the Imam of the age, also know when the time of his reappearance is? And if he does not know, then it contradicts with the knowledge of the Imam. And if he does know, why then is he waiting?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yeah, I mean, this is a question asked by many people, and you see sometimes people go in details discussing, taking so much time to find the answer to this question. So my first point is that, does it really, matter whether Imam Mahdi knows?
That's my thought.
That?
Like, yeah? And so what? That
so
was my
what?
Thought.
Yeah. I don't want to say that it's not a valid question. Yeah,
no, it is,
we refer to the verses and narrations, but sometimes we take some questions too seriously, as if it is one of the fundamentals of beliefs, and if you do not know the answer of this question, as if you are not real Shia or real Muslim. This is not the case. So, it's not necessary for a Shia to know the answer to this question. Although I know that it's interesting to know the answer
it is
of this
just
question.
Just a question of curiosity.
I have to have curiosity.
Only.
Yeah. So, sometimes, that is my first point, we shouldn't take time to go to some of the questions in so many details. And I don't want to say that for sure. The answer doesn't make a difference in our life or in our beliefs. So whether Imam Mahdi knows or not about the time of his reappearance,
it also doesn't change the time of his reappearance.
Exactly. But the next part of the question, that it is contradicting his knowledge if he doesn't know, can be considered, because then if the answer is negative and if it's leads to some people to doubt the knowledge of the Imam, yes. So from that perspective, it's important. Anyway,
So
regarding the time of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, first of all, I share the viewpoint of the Shia scholars, and then I try to, explain one of them in more details, because I believe, in my humble opinion, that it seems to be more correct.
Please do.
So, according to some Shia scholars, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam does not know about the time of his reappearance because of some narrations according to which the time of the reappearance is just like the time of the Day of Judgment. And based on the verses of the Quran, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about the exact time for the Day of Judgment. Of course, this is another question that sometimes people ask, whether the Imams know about that or not. So that verse is, for example, chapter Al-A'raf, verse 187. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها. Addressing the Prophet, Allah says that they question you concerning the hour, that is the Day of Judgment. When will it set in? قل إنما علمها عند ربي. Say, its knowledge is only with my Lord. لا يجليها لوقتها إلا هو. none except him shall manifest it as its time.
So nobody knows.
Nobody knows about
the time
that.
Of day of judgment.
And then it says after ثَقُلَتْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا تَأْتِيكُمْ إِلَّا بَغْتَةً. It will not overtake you, but suddenly. يَسْأَلُونَكَ كَأَنَّكَ حَفِيٌّ عَنْهَا. They ask you as if you were in the know of it. قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Say, its knowledge is only with Allah. So this is the, I believe, very explicit verse in saying right. that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about the time for the Day of Judgment. Now, in one narration, let me also share this point that this question is not the question asked by Shia in our time. No, even at the time of the Imam of the Ahlul Bid'ah alayhi salam, the companions, some of them, they asked the Imam about the time of the reappearance of
course,
Imam Mahdi.
It's only natural to want to know.
Exactly. And for example, in one narration quoted by Sheikh al-Saduq in his Kamaluddin, we all heard about Di'ab al-Khuzai, the famous Shia poet. He recited a poem for Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. Then he asked the Imam alayhi salam, when that Qa'im who is from your offspring will come? And the Imam said that his reappearance, his coming, is like the Day of Judgment. Then the Imam recited the verse that I shared, chapter Al-A'raf, 187. So Imam wanted to say that it is like the Day of Judgment. No one knows about that.
Right.
The same is true about the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. No one knows about the time for the reappearance, including Imam Mahdi alayhi salam himself.
Right.
So this is one viewpoint. The other viewpoint by a group of Shia scholars is that no, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, he himself knows about the time of the reappearance. They also, refer to some verses of the Noble Book of Quran, according to which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give that knowledge of the unseen to a group of people that he wishes.
Right.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So in these verses, as I mentioned, chapter Al-Jinn, verses 25 to 27, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل إن أدري أقريب ما توعدون أم يجعل له ربي أمدا. Say, I do not know if what you are promised, that is the Day of Judgment, is near or if my Lord has set a term for it, that is a long term for it. عالم الغيب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the knower of the unseen. فَلَا يُزْهِرُ عَلَى غَيْبِهِ أَحْدًا. He does not disclose his knowledge of the unseen to anyone. Then the next verse reads, إِلَّا مَنِ ارْتَضَى مِنْ رَسُولٍ. Except when an apostle he approves of. فَإِنَّهُ يَسْلُكُ مَيْ And the next part of the verse. So this verse, first of all, says that it is only known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not going to reveal this knowledge of the unseen to anyone, إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّضَى مِنْ رَسُولٍ. So there is an exception here. So maybe Allah, according to this verse, there are some people who know about the time for the Day of Judgment, and if the time of the reappearance is like the Day of Judgment, it requires that Allah may give this knowledge to a group of people,
right.
including Imam Mahdi,
so,
may Allah hasten
Sheikh,
his
this
videos.
Group of people, they should include the most perfect creation of all, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. But in the earlier verse you mentioned, it is quite explicit that the Prophet says, I do not know. So isn't there some contradiction at play here?
We have some apparent contradictions in the Noble Book of Quran. And one of the answers given to this question is that Let me give you another example. In one verse, we read that shafa'a belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
No one has the right of shafa'a. Another verse says that shafa'a is for God and the following people. Is it a contradiction here? The main answer given to this, seemingly contradiction in the Quran is that, no, there is a very big point here. The one is referring to the fact that independently this right belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if other people may have it, it is through the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same is true about knowledge. If Allah first says that no one knows ghaib, the knowledge of unseen, except by God, we have it in the Quran.
Right.
It means independently. No one can have access to that knowledge without the permission of God.
Right.
And other verses which say that other people may have the knowledge of unseen, it means that through permission of God. So when the Holy Prophet says that I do not know that, it means independently. I cannot have access to it without the permission of God. So it doesn't contradict the fact that I may have access to it if God permits me.
Right.
So
it also be that they have some knowledge, or all of the knowledge of the unknown we do not know precisely, but some of it is curtained off, right? Yeah. They do not know everything, because the all-knowing is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That may bring us to the knowledge of the scope of the knowledge of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. I'm not sure if we have enough time to talk about that, but maybe it's in need of... I'm not talking about today's session because very big discussion.
It's a whole other program, inshallah.
Yeah.
In the future.
In the future, maybe. But I will share a couple of points regarding that, because when it comes to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it comes to the knowledge of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, we have some narrations which tell us that as if the Imams know everything, ilmu ma kan wa ma yakun, the knowledge of the past and future and everything. And some narrations tell us that as if there are some parts of knowledge that the Imams did not know. And some other narrations that tell us that the Imam says that if we want to know, then the knowledge is given to us. Now, there is a way to reconcile between these all these narrations, so we may leave it to another session. So,
but from what you understand, but what you said, dear Sheikh, is that they can know if they want to know, if they ask to know.
And maybe the best answer for the reconciliation is that, for sure, first of all, the independent knowledge is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Imams cannot have access to that knowledge.
Of course.
Now, what about those narrations which tell us that, they know as if they know everything in the heavens and on the earth? It may be understood based on the narrations which tell us that إِذَا شَاءَ عَلِمَ or إِذَا شَاءَ عُلِّمَ, when the Imam wishes or wills, he knows, or عُلِّمَ, he is taught. Now, that will of Imam is based on the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imams wants to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala approves of.
Right.
And this is one of the answers which is given to the Imams. If they know that this fruit is poisonous, why do they eat it? They know it, so if they eat it, and then they will be martyred. So it is as if they are committing suicide.
Right.
One of the answers given here is that, no, in this case, Imam does not want to know about the reality.
Right, it is still unknown to him.
It is, for the Imam, it is unknown. So this is one of the typical answers given to this question, but there are some others as well. I think we need to follow the answer to this question.
Yes, dear Sheikh, because we are unfortunately out of time. Dear Sheikh, I thank you for joining us today and sharing your knowledge. And I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. Until next time, fi amanillah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li aliyin wa husayn wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayn. وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن
لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن